Everybody, I'm going to go ahead and do a little audio questionnaire of slumber. It is almost 1 a.m. and yeah, I'm tired, but I had a few moments to record. I realized that actually the process of recording and everything is super relaxing to me. And, with my big test coming up, I actually am stressing my mind out a lot during the day, so, actually recording at night helps, so I think I'm gonna do that tonight and tomorrow night, and that should help me a little. I'll do it the whole weekend, it's nice. So hopefully you guys like my voice because you'll hear it more. So let's get started. How many pillows do you sleep with and how do you arrange them? Well, right now, this summer, I'm staying at home, which normally I don't do. And I only have one pillow there, but at my student apartment, I have three. I have one big body pillow and then I have two normal pillows. And I sort of arrange them so that the body pillow is up against the wall, sort of like a faux headboard, and my two are just next to each other. I usually just pick one pillow, and the second one is just next to it. I don't really touch it, and I sort of fold down a corner of it to prop up the pillow, and it's weird. It's like I fold a little bit under, and I sleep on the bulgy part. I put my head on the bulgy part. Either that, or I'll just lay it flat and put an arm underneath the pillow and sort of pop it up that way. I like my head to be a little elevated. There were a couple of times where I decided to sleep with the body pillow, which was an interesting experience, and in that way I just laid on my side and I wedged the pillow like in between my knees and then hugged it so that I was resting. It's actually really kill two birds with one stone sort of thing. It was nice. Okay, so number two. When sleeping with someone, are you more of a cuddler or do you prefer your own space? I've never cuddled with someone in bed. I never slept with anyone. My romantic experiences are non-existent, if not vastly limited, and that's okay. But so in this particular chapter of my life, I don't have an answer from experience, but knowing myself, I would say it when I start sleeping with people, I'm gonna need my own space. I don't like, I know this isn't exactly good, but I kind of find it a little confining, and I generate a lot of body heat, so I feel like I would be really uncomfortable after a while. And I like to spread out. I mean, like, full-on spread eagle when I sleep. I'll get to that, but I really do need my sleep or else my space, so I can't get to sleep. That's what I was trying to say. And, yeah. So, on number three, when you are cuddling with someone in bed, do you like to wrap your arms and legs around them, or do you prefer to be wrapped up by them? Again, I never really cuddled that much. I did a few cuddling-like things, but just with my friends. But I love the action of cuddling. It's nice. Just not for long periods of time when you're trying to get to sleep, for obvious reasons, as I told you. But, I think for two reasons, I'd rather be wrapped up by them. Number one, I'm small and short, and I like the idea of being wrapped up. I just think nice to be held like that. hopefully one day that will happen. And the second reason is because I'm kind of chronically insecure, as many of us are, and I know my mind tends to race like crazy, so if I was cuddling with someone, I would be thinking, crap, do I smell? Am I too hot? Am I comfortable enough? I would be thinking so much, and if I was the person wrapping around them, I would be worried that I was making them uncomfortable, or they weren't into it, or if I was being too clingy, or any number of things that I tend to worry about. But if they were holding me, then I could be like, oh, I guess they do want to be here. And that sort of thing is good. That's good. What is something you've done to help to get to sleep that's worked well? These days, I kind of just sleep. But at school, I live across the street from a giant parking deck, so there's so much light, and I live on a main street, and there's so much noise. Good thing I'm not that sensitive, and I can fall asleep, it just takes longer. And a couple things I did do. Oh my god, what did my voice just do? Sorry about that. A couple things I did do when I started out was I make sure the lights are off. I dislike light these days. I used to not be able to sleep without a little light, and now it's just like, give me the darkness. I'll sleep so much better that way. And what else do I do? When I have to wake up really early, I generally turn off my computer like 2 hours before I generally do. On nights where I don't care, I'll just use it right up to the point where I go to sleep. But when I have somewhere to be, something to do, something important, I like to unplug earlier. In general, unplugging about an hour or so before you're supposed to go to bed helps me. And what else do I do? If I like to watch movies or YouTube videos before I go to sleep sometimes. A lot of the times I watch YouTube videos like Vsauce, or cooking shows, or just old favorites, familiar voices. I like that. Vsauce is a sort of like scientific YouTube channel, and they ask a lot of cool questions, and their videos are generally like 15 minutes long on their main channel, and the guy who is in a lot of the videos, his voice is really fun and easy to listen to. So really anything that has a thing where you don't feel obligated to pay attention too much, you can sort of zone in and out, is good, because it helps you get into that mindset of sleeping. So I kind of just, I don't like lights, and that works well. Unplugging works, and for me, watching something light or soothing or something, you know, talkative, helps me before I go to sleep. What position do I sleep in? Right now, I am laying on my stomach, and that's basically how I'm gonna go to sleep. What I do is I sort of make a diamond with my arms so that my elbows are sort of sticking out, and I slightly bend my right leg, and I sort of extend my left. And I really like blankets, so I'll be wrapped up in blankets, but I always stick my left foot out. I always stick my left foot out so that, that one, for some reason, makes it so my temperature is all equal. I don't know. It's like if I kept both my feet under the covers, I'd be too hot. But I just stick it out. either that or I'll sleep on my right side. Sleeping on my right side is fine. I don't mind it. But I don't do it often. I only do it when I can't get the right sleeping mojo on when I sleep on his stomach. But it just started sleeping on my side, so I don't know. Have you ever listened to recordings and pillow talk to help you fall asleep? Oh yeah. Yeah, I have. More now than before because we've got some nice people who are new and coming up and doing these, but generally, I feel like this subreddit can use a little bit more love. But I think we're getting new people, which is great. I generally like to listen to guys' voices before I go to sleep. That's just a personal preference. We all know how lovely the girls are here who post. But personally, I enjoy listening to guys' voices before I go to sleep. Do you sleep with some sort of background noise? No. Mm-mm. I don't like noise when I'm falling asleep. I hate it. Like, a lot. Everything has to be off. And, I hate quiet before I fall asleep. I think the only noise that I'm cool with is a fan. Because I always have a fan on. Because of the blankets thing. It's like, I love blankets, but I don't want to be burning up, so I always put on the fan. Especially in the summer. Are you a restful sleeper, or are you more like a wrecking ball? I came in like a wrecking ball. Oh man, sorry, I zoned out for a second. I think I'm restful. I just sort of fall asleep and wake up in the same exact position, so I always feel like I don't move. But since I'm not conscious when I'm asleep, I have no idea if I move. Maybe I do. Who knows? What do you usually think about when you close your eyes to fall asleep? What do I think about? I think about anything at all. My mind just does what it's gonna do. Most days actually, I'm lucky enough to just close my eyes and get right down to sleep. But generally, I try to sort of think about nothing without actively trying to think about nothing, because the moment I actively try to not think about something, I'm just thinking about it like nobody's business. There's this one night when I was trying really hard not to have a nightmare, and my brain is so active right before I go to sleep, unfortunately, that I, for like 20 straight minutes, just right behind my eyelids were just nightmares galore. And of course, I didn't sleep well that night. It was awful. So I sort of stopped trying to control what I thought about, and I just sort of, like I said, I try and watch something light or think about something really unimportant before I go to sleep. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I sometimes think about my day. Sometimes I think about what I'd like for the future. Sometimes I think about fantasies I have, what I want to dream about. But I never dream about what I want to dream about. Or I never remember dreaming about the things I want to dream about. I don't remember many of my dreams. And that's okay, I guess, but except it's not, because sometimes I have good dreams. But of course, never remembering them feels like I don't dream at all. Funny how that works. And how often do I need to come before I can sleep? And Rob, he said that he meant a week. In a week. For me, I don't need to at all, but I like to once or twice a week. Considerably less now that I'm sharing a room, but I like to once or twice a week. But yeah, it's definitely not a necessity, it's just relaxing. So, yeah. This is really long, and sorry for that. But yeah, I guess this concludes the little audio questionnaire of slumber, and I'll probably record something tomorrow. And thank you so much for listening. Alright, cool. Good night.